Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, to change things, honestly, I don't know how to make a segue for this, but have you guys ever met somebody that maybe did something a little bit inappropriate at a funeral?
Inappropriate at a funeral. All right.
I do not.
Who knew that there was etiquette at a funeral?
Well, maybe.
In fact, there's a list.
The men's room top 10. The men's room top 10.
10 things you should never do at a funeral. For me, it's quite possible that at the reception after my father's funeral at this little Italian place, I may have over-imbibed a bit too much. It's also quite possible that I hit on more than one person. I couldn't tell you if they were restaurant staff, patrons, or at the funeral. What are you gonna do? I was grieving and looking for a little piece of sympathy. Something, something. Don't get your panties in a wad. It didn't work, okay?
Sympathy, something, something.
Yeah. I mean, the weirdest one I saw, and these were kind of distant relatives of mine, is after they lowered the casket, they sat there with coolers, crushed beers, and threw the empties on top of their mom.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Oh. Either they really hated her, or mom said, hey, do the thing I know you to do. But either way, man, that has to be jarring to see.
Well, you know what, Ted? I think if you made an early exit, that would almost be apropos, let's crush one more for the guy.
Yeah, like, they didn't think anything of it. That's just what they did in their garage. They would all get together. I think one of them still lived at home with the mom, so when she passed away, it just was weird to see them, like, truck out coolers. And, I mean, they sat there for hours. Like, how they didn't get thrown out is beyond me. They sat there for hours. Just crush them up, toss them on mom.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I reached into the casket to check out my grandfather's wrist because the way
he the watch.
The way he was laying, he was thumbs up, like his hands were to his side. Yeah. So he had thumbs up, and he wore his watch on his left hand, and the way the casket was placed, his head to the left. So I couldn't see the watch face. Here's what I've learned about grabbing a dead person's arm.
It's
if
stiff.
If you twist the arm,
you're now holding their hand?
It springs back
yes.
into the position it was in before quickly, like bang.
Yes.
And you're like, that's my watch.
I don't remember. It's not inappropriate, but my
that
uncle.
That was inappropriate.
My drunk uncle.
Your drunkle?
My drunkle, when his grandmother, my great-grandmother died, and they were super close. And I mean, she died at like 4 million years old. But open casket, whatever. And everyone goes up, and when he walked by, I kissed her on the forehead, which is fine. Yeah. And I get it, but there was an audible, oh. Not like, oh, like, oh, ooh. Yeah, I'm looking at my brother like, oh, damn, bro, I don't know about that one.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe blow her a kiss.
Things that you should never do at a funeral. Yeah. Bottom of the list, they say wearing bright or flashy jewelry. It says the attire and accessories chosen should reflect the somber and respectful nature of the event. Wearing bright or flashy jewelry can be perceived as distracting or disrespectful, drawing attention away from
what
the
What if they're Italian?
Family. Yeah, I mean, what do you... Mm-hmm. It's everybody.
Hey, what am I going to not wear my gold chain or my watch because it's a funeral?
People got to know. Neglecting to offer condolences. Says even if expressing condolences feels uncomfortable, it's important to overcome the, this hesitation as it plays a critical role in the grieving process.
I think at a funeral, that is the safest place for you to do that.
Well, and I feel like just as much as a funeral is saying goodbye to the departed, it's also kind of that moment that you have with whoever is directly affected and left behind in that situation to kind of get that you just lost this person out of the way. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Nobody wants to be the guy whose mom died. It's like, okay, well, you have to be that in order to not be that. So going to the funeral and getting that, hey, dude, I'm sorry this happened, takes that off the table for any future engagements.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I also think it depends on your family, right? Yeah. So, like, it wasn't odd. We were going to have my dad's viewing on a Sunday. So it wasn't odd that we all got together for a Maryland tailgate the day before. Like, my brother was like, we're going to tailgate.
That's exactly what your dad would want. And you know that.
And the funeral home, you know, if you've been through this process, unfortunately, like, when you're close family, they'll be like, hey, is there anything we can do? And me and my brother were like, we got to greet people for 3 hours. We're like, hey, you put on NFL in the other room? And the guy was like, are you serious? We're like, we're dead serious.
Yeah,
he's
dude.
Like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And me and Chris, every, like, 20 or 30 minutes, I'd be like, your shift. And he'd go over to the next room, just kind of chill out, watch a little bit of football that we had on Red Zone.
Right. Because that day sucks. And you don't want to do it at all. It's a little distracting.
Yeah.
Damn it. Eating or drinking. It is advisable to refrain from eating or drinking during the funeral service, as it can be seen as disrespectful.
Or drink. It's not like a movie. I got popcorn,
but,
brother.
Well, at the end of it, you typically do have
something to do.
You do have a party.
Exactly.
I mean, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
If it's on-site, it's on-site. If not, I mean, that's part of the
festivities. I have never seen anyone eating
If you're that hungry, grab a Cliff Bar in the car before you get in there, man.
Miles is right, though.
I'm sorry. There's food at every funeral I've been to.
You know what? I'm going to set up. I'm going to open a funeral home that also offers concessions.
It's the same as a wedding, okay? You go there for the celebration of life or of marriage, and then you eat and you drink and you have fun.
Yes.
That's every funeral I've ever been to.
Absolutely. That's the part.
That seems to be normal. That's why wouldn't you want that for your family members?
Right. Things you should never do.
No,
at
you're
a funeral.
Not eating. You're not eating. Fatty.
Starve.
My God.
I'll be honest. Sometimes funeral food's better than wedding food.
Man, you're not wrong.
People in. And then typically,
because a funeral, people will get the food that this person loves.
Also, and there's another tray for the family to take home.
Right.
So, like the manicotti thing or whatever. There's typically more.
I never got any.
Well, that's because typically a tray goes home to the family.
No, I know. It was at my grandma's house. All those greedy bastards ate it all before I could get there.
And you've never had that manicotti again, have you?
No,
she died.
She passed on.
And she didn't give the recipe.
No,
anyway.
She didn't pass it on.
Her last name. Lucian.
Lucian.
You know, it ends in a vowel. This was going to be good manicotti.
It ends in a vowel.
You'll never have it again.
Bringing uninvited guests. It's important to respect the wishes of the grieving family by not bringing guests who were not explicitly invited to the funeral service.
Who else wants to go?
He's my girlfriend right now.
All right, I guess I would throw, though. If I had a friend that said, if you really want to go, you can go, I'd be like, you know what?
I don't.
I'm okay.
Yeah.
I don't want to go.
You have that time. Talking during services.
Yeah, that's
again.
Right. Yes.
Talk. Say it again, player.
Preach.
I guess if they have to put out this list, these things happen. But to me, like, right, man. Look, a funeral, even if you didn't know the person well, this is the time to sit the F down and shut the F up.
Right.
That's all you got to do for like an hour. And then we'll eat.
Hey, man, Hawk's up by three.
Okay. To be fair, I've been to one funeral where that information had to get around. And no one was being mean. It's not that.
It was just bad timing.
It's an NFL Sunday, and it was like late November. Yeah. So the playoff picture's like coming into shape and stuff. So everyone there loved the person who had died, but there was definitely, hey, brother, let your man know in front of you. We're up by 13, but it's on the third quarter. So you'd have to lean up. Hey, man, I don't mean to bug you. We're up by 13. But like they pass your hand, like, good looking out.
Yeah, I mean, I remember checking on that game. The Seahawks beat the Lions.
There we go.
It's a wild game.
It's crazy.
It was. And then my cousin's one husband, I said, man, were you that close to my dad? You're taking this hard. He's like,
call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Now, frickin' Ravens blew a game.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious.
Damn it.
I'm just like, God, Joe is really, because now it's post.
You're so upset.
Now we're back in the house. I've had a couple pops. I'm like, man, like, kind of impressive how serious Joe is right now. And he's like, I don't know why we went for it on four. I was like, all right, I don't want to hear about it.
Using your phone. However, what we just mentioned.
Come on.
I mean, just come on. Give us a minute here. Give us a minute. Dressing inappropriately, wearing casual or overly flashy clothing to a funeral can be seen as lacking respect for the deceased and their loved ones.
I didn't know him that well. I worked with him 2 days a week, man. I never really got to know him.
So. No, it's cool, man. I'm just here for the food.
Yeah. I come up with a bib and your own fork and knife. So when do we eat?
Hey, can we just break into that? Like,
while you're talking, would you mind if I eat some of that manicotti?
But the number one thing that you should never do.
There's always cold cuts.
Yeah, at a funeral. And it's being late.
Yep.
Also, side note, for those that are late, can we get like churches and funeral homes that have quieter damn doors into the parlor? Right.
Cocoon. Like, although, to be fair. If you're going to be late for a wedding or a funeral, I would suggest the funeral.
Yeah.
You cannot hurt this person's feelings. Everyone else will look down on you, but the wedding is like, well, they know.
Oh, I just missed him.
Look,
I know.
Batman and Jolene will be late for their own.
No, guaranteed.
I thought they passed away. No, they're still on their way here. Nah. They can't get here in time.
No, dude, he died in 2021. Right.
I would also say, because I've witnessed this one, you know if you're a boozer, like a boozer.
Oh, yeah.
Don't show up and be the most emotional person at the viewing when you're not even family.
Right.
Oh, Lord. That sounds personal.
It was. We literally had to walk a guy out.
Oh, damn.
Jesus. Yeah. So wow. I was like, God damn it, Harry. You get blacked out drunk every day. Like, all we're asking is, like, you didn't even know him that well.
Right. Can't spare this
well,
time.
I'm sad.
Right. He's like, I mean, just flowing, Mike. Really?
Yeah.
Were you like, none of the rest of us are even
he
this
was having time. A hard day. No one even missed this guy.
Right. I was shocked he was even there.
So was he.
Yeah. He probably don't even remember. Nice guy, though.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.